Welcome back to the Grilling Guys at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Michigan National Guard Armory on 44th Street Southwest. And this is a treat for the Grilling Guys. We're out here. We got the grill fired up. We've got a couple hundred brats on the smoker out there. We're helping these guys bring up some awareness on Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. But right now, you are not going to believe what's going on around me. I wish you could see this, because we have Specialist Adkins is going to be joining us here in a minute, and he's brought in a bunch of equipment, most of it firearms and protective gear that these guys wear and tote around. And I tell you what, this is some impressive stuff. But it's my pleasure to welcome Specialist Adkins. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, it's great to see you, and you look great in that new digital ACU.
Thank you.
I want some of those so bad. I'm gonna have to go back in. I don't know what if they have a job for an old guy or not.
Well, you can cook.
Well, hey, there you go.
We could use some cooks, some good food. That'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Something other than MREs.
Yeah, well, there's a lot you could probably do with an MRE. I'll get working on that.
Oh, yeah, beyond food. The capabilities of the MRE is endless.
So you were showing me your new that M4. It's a pretty sweet weapon. Let's talk about that. Oh, before we do that, we got to thank the right people, because right down the street is Delsky's Meats. Dave Delsky gave us a whole bunch of brats and patties, and Tim Sobey, bless his heart, when I told him what we were doing, he said, whatever you need. And I told him we were looking for four butchers, and he said, hey, if any of them drop out, I'll cover the extra. He was headed up to Pentwater, because he's in a band, you know, and he's playing up in Pentwater last night, and he's in up at Fremont today playing for the Gerber Baby Festival. And then we've got the good folks up at Van Ball's. George made up fresh a bunch of his special brats. And then, of course, down at Byron Center Meats, just they said, no problem. Lori, the store manager there, just walked in and grabbed a couple cases spot on, because we had a couple guys no-show on the brats. And so those four butchers, if you're going into Van Ball's or Byron Center Meats, or Sobey's or Delsky's, you know, look that guy in the eye and tell him thanks for taking care of your
time. You know, you did mention that we had a couple back out for whatever reason, and I don't want to be remiss and miss our friends out at the Gristmill, because they stepped up as well and hooked us up with some brats. So we've got five different butchers here represented, and you know what? Thank you all.
Yeah, that's right. Your buddy out at the Gristmill stepped up at the last second also. So Specialist Adkins, we're going to get working on getting you promoted to sergeant, because you look like a sergeant to me. You're a tall drink of water. You got that M4 now. How do you like that weapon?
I like it a lot. It's a big improvement from the A2 that, you know, I started out with when I enlisted. It's a lot lighter. It's easier to take in and out of buildings, especially since that's what we do a lot of is infantry. So it's a big improvement, and we infantry guys, we like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, gets the job done.
And you're using those more and more than the M16s anymore.
Well, it's just a variant. It uses the same round.
Right.
It's just got, you know, it's collapsible stock.
Right.
The sights are different. They pop up and pop down. They sit on a rail system that you can take off. It still has the front sight post that is iconic with the M16.
Uh-huh.
Everything about it is pretty much the same as far as the action, the trigger, and
gas,
all that.
Gas chamber, all that.
Yes.
Recoil.
Yep.
And then you've got a different selector level. We used to have just like single shot and rock and roll.
Yes.
You've also got a three burst selection now for that.
Yes, they did away with the full auto setting.
Okay.
When they switched to the A2s. The A2s started the three round burst, and that's that took the place of the full auto setting that you were used to seeing.
Yeah, which is much smarter, because if you're freaking out, you're just going to put it on rock and roll and just spray and pray, as we used to say.
That's right. It can happen.
Yeah, I never saw any action, so I have no idea what you guys are headed into. But Sergeant Barnes was telling me that Captain Shook was telling me that a lot of you guys have already been to Iraq.
I personally haven't. I knew that this unit was deploying, so I moved up here from Kentucky, hoping to be able to get a chance to go with this unit.
Do you hear that? I mean, that blows me away, man. My heart's just swelling right now. You guys are amazing.
Well, I tell you, this unit is pretty amazing. I was looking, I was shopping around for units and, you know, trying to figure out where exactly I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, and I got a chance to talk to Sergeant Sly before I ever even, you know, before the paperwork even started, and I started hearing people talk about, you know, Charlie Company. You know, that's the place to be. If you can get in with Charlie Company, those guys are some of the best, you know, when you... Everywhere I go now, I'm hearing Michigan soldiers go, "Oh, you're in Charlie Company? Oh man, that's the place you need to be." So I'm stoked to be in Charlie Company. It seems like I'm surrounded by a lot of professional soldiers who take their job really seriously, and it, you know, it creates a lot of confidence for me as a soldier who hasn't deployed yet.
Yeah,
it's given me a lot of confidence knowing I'm surrounded by capable leaders.
And Sergeant Barnes here is a recruiter, and he's just chomping at the bit to get going too, but he's got this recruiter job, and that's a really important job because people won't get the information right without a nice, honest young guy like him squaring them away.
Well, that's awful nice for you to say about him. Yeah.
Well,
you know, we need our recruiters.
Had the chance to talk to him. He's squared away.
Yeah, and the part that impresses me, not the most, but it very much impresses me, is the fact that everybody here is so humble. It is not about the man. It's about the team.
And when we pulled up this morning, we saw like 100 guys running around this facility, and they were in formation, and they were wringing wet because it's humid out there, and they're working. They're out there getting it. So you also have a new rocket-propelled grenade launcher. That's pretty sweet.
Well, it's not technically an RPG.
It's not an RPG. I apologize, but
okay.
It's a grenade launcher.
Yes, it's the M320. It's replacing the M203 that used to come attached to the M4 and the 16s. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot lighter. It can be attached to the new M4s that we have. But it's a single shot, you know, recoilless. It's not going to kill your shoulder, you know, to fire it and all that. It's accurate to about, you know, 600 meters.
No blowback on that?
I mean, there's a little bit, but not like, you know, if you've done any sort of shooting, if you're familiar with the kick of a 12 gauge, you know, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. Not at all. It's more like, you know, it's more like shooting our 223, our M4.
Well, it got the gas chamber to take the recoil out. And that's made by H&K, which is a legendary weapons maker from Germany. So nice that the Germans are stepping up. I'm sure they're profiting quite nicely from our military. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we got our Army on today. We're at the Bravo Company, the 125 at the Grand Valley Armory on 44th Street. And if you go by, you'll see the grilling rig out front and the big chuck wagon, good one, smoker out there. And Jordan's out there. Jordan's looking at going ROTC. His brother's already down in boot camp in Fort Jackson right now.
All right, right
and,
on.
Yeah, we're a military family.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So those are pretty sweet weapons, and I'm glad we're sending you out with the best there, Specialist Atkins, because we want you coming back.
Well, thank you. I know there's lots of families that want us coming back, so we all appreciate what you guys are doing here on the home front, you know, boost support, keep everybody's confidence up.
Hey, this is nothing. This is easy. We're just guys who like throwing meat on the grill, but I wouldn't mind ventilating a couple old grills of that M4 before we get out of here today.
Yeah, you know, we have talked about various cleaning techniques, and that would be one. I'm sure we could get rid of the ash.
Yeah.
Right?
Get rid of a lot with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But that 223 cartridge, I do a little bit of hunting.
And okay.
That's a long-range cartridge. I didn't realize you were shooting that small of a bullet, but that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's glaringly obvious, my lack of knowledge of the military, but what I can tell you is I respect it and support it 100%.
Well, yeah, you do support it because you pay a lot in taxes.
Gladly, if that's what it's going for.
Yeah. It's the other stuff we'd like to whack out. Well, Specialist Atkins, thanks. Is that a Spec 4 then?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Promotable.
Yeah. Great. If you hear that out there, Captain Shook, we could make it Major Shook if you just take care of this guy. So thanks again. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys.
We're going to have some great brats from Delski's.
Sweet.
And the Grist Mill and the boys at Van Ball's, Byron Center Meats, and Sobeys. So,
coming up next, Bob's going to talk about some MREs that he makes at home with wild grilled meat. He calls them wild grilled meat cakes. And we're also going to discuss grilling with one of the brave men of the Bravo 125. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Great.
You say I'm right when you know I'm wrong. We can never just get along.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.